Our next interview is with a local author who published his first collection of short stories earlier this year. Ethan Chatagnier is a Fresno State alumnus, and he spoke to me about his process and how he decided to incorporate familiar places into his stories. Ethan, thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
And so Warnings from the Future is your first book. It's a collection of 10 short stories. And when you wrote these stories, did you intend to bind them all into one book?
Not originally. I felt I was kind of working toward a collection, but I didn't sit down to set out and write these 10 stories. More, I wrote a number of stories that were more than 10. And when I felt I had 10 that were both good enough and kind of worked together in the same sort of world, I thought, okay, now I can bundle them together and make them a collection.
Yeah, and they're all different characters, different settings. But sort of like when you watch The Twilight Zone or maybe more recently Black Mirror, the connection I made was, you know, each story is its own little narrative that's going to bring you sort of a very human choice or a very pivotal moment. What made you want to sort of pursue that theme, or were you even going for that theme in the first place as you wrote all 10?
I wasn't going specifically for that theme, but I think I seek out stories and characters who are at a moment of pressure in their life and who are going to be faced with a moral decision or a personal decision and something that has consequences. So that, I think, is something I look for in my reading, something that's kind of a narrative engine for me that pulls me into a book, and so something I was trying to do on my own when writing the stories.
And being that your characters are so diverse, they vary in age, gender, occupation. For example, in the opening story, Miracle Fruit, you're looking at a botanist scientist, and then like in the Unplayable, I think it's Etudes, a piano player. Are these characters people that you know, or did you have a lot of research ahead of you as you wrote these?
They are not characters I know. I mean, I suppose I know some people, like some of them, and that was really helpful in writing some of the stories. I have a friend who's a composer, and so I asked him for some advice on the Unplayable Etudes. Probably as expert on the pronunciation of that as I am. But no, mostly a lot of my stories actually come from other sources that I've listened to, radio stories, podcasts, articles, where I just see something that kind of captivates me and I want to write into that. So I'll try to choose the character that's right for that conflict, and usually they're tied together in some way. You know, the competitive nature of that narrator in the music story, and some of her past trauma, or the botanist and the pressures in that story of keeping agriculture able to feed the world versus the pressures of keeping a world with plant diversity. So it's kind of trying to find that right marriage of conflict and character.
And then obviously Fresno and the Central Valley make a few appearances. Those stories are the top of Fresno, and also Smaller Tragedies, which is more on the road between Fresno and Bakersfield, right?
It's in the region, yeah.
Yeah. In those stories, I felt like you captured some very quote-unquote Fresno sentiments. Like in the top of Fresno, you talk about a rotating restaurant that doesn't exist on top of the Fresno bank building, and those characters really lament revitalizing downtown and sort of how that's a struggle, but also fighting against sprawl. And then in Smaller Tragedies, you write about being on the 99, being in fog, which is something a lot of people can probably relate to.
Yeah.
And you attended Fresno State for your undergrad. So were those stories you wrote, or were these things you thought about in your undergrad, or did you write them later?
No, those all came much later. I mean, I think that some of the experiences of Fresno and of driving in the fog that went into that mix may have come from as early as my undergraduate years, or just the intervening years in between. But yeah, I'd say most of those were written within the past 3-4 years or so, and that's probably when the ideas arrived too.
Mm-hmm. For the short story, The Top of Fresno, how did you come up with that idea? Did you find some, you know, hidden away blueprint of an actual restaurant that was coming to Fresno, or where did that come from?
No, it started kind of as a, just sort of almost a joke that popped into my mind. Like, I thought you see these revolving restaurants in really fancy cities, Waikiki and San Francisco and that sort of thing. And I thought, Oh, it would be kind of funny if downtown Fresno had one of those on one of our taller buildings. And then as that idea sat in my idea tracker, I kind of started to look at it with more interest and see. What was kind of funny is that it hits at some of the identity crisis that I think Fresno has, where it really wants to put itself on a footing with LA and San Francisco, our close neighbors. But it's still a smaller city, and there's some there can be a little bit of humor to that, but there's also, I think, some pain to that, some frustration. There are a lot of people who have been working really hard to try and revitalize downtown, and it's something that some people in Fresno care about a lot and some don't. And so that disconnect led me into a more serious story.
Are you hoping it actually becomes such a restaurant?
We'll see. If we get a rotating restaurant, I'll definitely be one of the first to go check it out.
So the title of this is Warnings from the Future. And initially I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a sci-fi book. And I was pleasantly surprised. And so I want to ask, where did that title come from?
Well, it was originally the title of one of the stories in the collection that got changed to As Long as the Laughter. And we decided that wasn't quite the right title for that story. And that story, which is about a stand-up comedian, isn't as much of a warning from the future, actually, but it's sort of him concerned about his own future and where his life's going. But we found that title resonated with a number of the stories in here. One's about, you know, potential future difficulties in agriculture and, you know, political problems that we may run into down in the road or maybe starting to run into. So we thought that really resonated with some of the themes from many of the stories, which do try and look ahead and see some of the avenues that hopefully we won't go down.
I'm curious, what maybe would you want readers to take away from this book as they're going along?
I mean, I don't want my book to bring people down or be a bummer. You know, that's not the goal. But I think one of the things that literature can do is to help light up some social problems that are going on now or that may be coming at us. And I think it's good to see those potential difficulties in order to try and steer around them. I think if you were to take a look, if someone were to take a read of this book, they might think I am a person with absolutely zero hope for the future, which isn't really true. I think I'm pretty hopeful about the future. But I think that it's important to take those things seriously and see where we could go wrong and try and take a hard look at that to make sure we avoid it.
Which one of these stories, I don't know if you could pick one, but is your favorite?
I think there's a couple that are near the top of my list. I think my favorite is probably The Unplayable Etudes. It's one that I felt I managed to use kind of a very experimental structure on it, where it's told in these different fragments of the narrator's life. And I think one of the risks with experimental structures is a lot of times it can make the work feel cold and emotionless. And I felt like I was able to avoid that and get a lot of real emotion into there. I feel weird, you know, complimenting my own work. But but that's definitely one where I feel like I'm happy with it. I set out to do something a little hard, and I think I managed to do it.
All right. We've been speaking to Ethan Chatagne. He is a Fresno State alumnus, and his latest book is Warnings from the Future. It's an interesting and really thought-provoking read, and it was just released in September. You can find it online. The publisher is Acre Books. Ethan, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.